WOOC correspondent Julia Kavicki sat down with artist and dancer Simone Johnson to talk about what inspires her art.
My name is Simone. I describe myself as a movement artist and a visual artist. I really love working collaboratively with people, so I call myself a collaborative movement artist. I like being very experimental. I kind of feel like that's how I can. It's one of the ways I do enter dance, is like I have to try things out and like give myself space to not know what I'm doing or to just like explore an idea. I've been dancing for like 4 years. So I started when I was 23, and I'm going to be 27 soon. It's funny, the reason I got into dance was I went upstate for a singing workshop because like my first background is in voice and like sound, and that's really what I gravitate toward too. And I went up to this workshop to like get over my self-consciousness, and I ended up taking a movement class with this lady during the off hours, and I was like, oh my gosh, what have I've been missing all of this. So when I went back home, I just like immersed myself in the world of dance, and I actually was able to find my voice more through the dancing. Yeah, but I always think about my movement background, and I think one reason I have gravitated toward dance is because I did a lot of sports when I was a kid. I did like everything. I was like tennis, basketball, soccer, swimming, gymnastics. So I think that also plays into it.
You said you think of dance as a collaborative practice. Could you mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about that, both with the workshop you did with the Uptown Summer Youth Program yesterday, but also it seems like a lot of your work is about collaborating with the environment. And mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could explain about that a little bit also.
Yes. So collaboration, I feel most comfortable working with other people. I actually, this year was my second time doing a solo piece, but I really enjoy collaborative work because I just feel like it's such a richer experience to have all these ideas coming from different people, and everyone has a different background. For Uptown Summer, the workshop, I introduced myself, my background in farming, being interested in seeds, my movement background. And then we went and we did like a movement exercise. I'm more on the expressive side of dance, and I'm still like learning about like the somatics and anatomy and that part of dance. So we did a movement warm up, the brain dance. And then we got into storytelling circles where I asked two prompts. One of the prompts was like, share a time when you expressed yourself, whether it was in school, with family or friends, something creative, something you spoke out about. And then the second prompt was to continue sharing these stories about the environmental challenges in North Troy and why they cared about that issue. Like, why do they feel connected to that? And then we went into this process of translation where they were translating their stories into a movement. I asked them pick something that really resonated with them and then translate that one thing into a movement. It was really cool to see what people came up with. I was going around and I was telling people to kind of think of it as like a rough draft, that when you're translating, to not overanalyze, because you can get stressed out. Your gesture, your movement, you can start off right there. And then over time, you can develop that. People just share their movements. I was actually really happy with that, because it's just like, I think it's hard to be like, okay, this is, you're going to make a movement. And I tried to demonstrate as much as possible, because actually when translating, it's helpful to use verbs or like action words. Like if I was going to translate something like language plays a big role in translating when you are translating from language. So collaboration, that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to have people be in the storytelling circles and to stay in those circles and translate what they talked about into movement, so that they could like support each other and bounce ideas off of each other. And it just helps with not being stuck and like, you know, maybe people are self-conscious, but I've heard actually from a lot of teenagers and adults that like if you're doing something that's kind of awkward or new, that because everyone else is doing it, it makes it a little bit better. All the moves that people came, our whole dance was people contributed a move to it. and people were talking about it. And then I think one of the students got to be a student dance maker and shape it. And it's just like one big like movement of folks contributing. And so then we went outside and we went to this building that we went to, the community's coming together to talk about ideas about it being a community science center and where Nature Lab is going to be. And so I was like, wow, this is a cool place to maybe do a dance where you're combining environmental challenges and visions for this space that sounds like it's going to have a huge impact on the people who are going to be there and the community. And so we went behind the building and we first went through like a story format. I was trying to make it a story format where they recalled environmental challenges and their visions and ideas for this space. And then I was asking them like, what's happening when you're like dreaming? What really struck me yesterday, there was a man that came down and he was talking about like living in your imagination. So I was really like trying to capture that moment of living in your imagination. And then talking about like, what is this space rooted in? And what does your resilience look, feel, and sound like? Yeah. And so they came up with that. And then we created a movement story reflecting this, where I was just like, what environmental challenge should we translate? And someone was like, pollution. Yeah. And how can we translate this idea of dreaming something into existence? It all came together and we practiced it a few times. And then there was a student who could be a dance maker who really brought his personality and made people laugh. And I think it was really nice for the time that we had, because all of that takes time. Everything's like a process. And I really personally like dreaming and visioning. I love that. My interest in seeds. I've been into farming and plants for a while now. And it was last year that I came into learning about seeds and seed saving. And I was like, wow, I'm so happy for this, because on my like journey to being a beginner farmer or what, however it'll unfold, I never heard about seeds before, seed saving. So I'm like, I can't believe that this is just coming to me, but I'm glad. And it's just the more that I'm in it, the more that I realize how a vital role seeds play in the cycle of life and how abundant seeds are. They're multidimensional. I didn't want to say that word, but I do want to say it. They're multidimensional because I recently went to a seed event called Making Peace with the Earth, where I got to meet Vandana Shiva, who's a really big seed advocate. I'm apprenticing at a farm with Owen Taylor, who's a seed keeper. He just started a seed company called True Love Seeds. He and I went to this event where all these other folks were gathering. So Fire Farm was there, and there was a lot of indigenous folks who were presenting, Michael Yellowbird, Rowan White, who I've also been learning from, and her Seed Save a Circle. I'm just like throwing out everybody's name. But I'm super grateful to be around all of these people who I'm learning from. And just coming back from that event, I'm like, wow, seeds are there. They have migration stories. They've traveled all over the place. They have these stories. Part of being a seed keeper is carrying the stories of these seeds. And so the more I go into it, the more I develop a relationship with it. I'm just interested in it because I'm like into farming and plants, and the amount of diversity that exists in the world, the biodiversity is phenomenal, and I want to be aware of that, especially when it comes to seeds. This might sound cliche, but I do see like planting a seed of an idea and then it growing and developing. The funny thing is, I am in a process with other artists for this project called Civic Reflex that's being organized by the Panoply Performance Lab, where we're talking about the practice of sharing and like really delving into that, I really want to share seeds. Because I like to travel and dance and facilitate dance, I'm like, well, I should carry some seeds with me when I go places. And I want to be more intentional about that too, because I feel like I kind of just like, here's seeds. And I just want to, because you know, there's different, people live in different climates, people's land access is different.
Like maybe if dance is about movement within one particular place, seeds are about your movement between all these different places and kind of connecting mm-hmm. them through sharing.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I just want to say again that I'm really grateful to be invited here to Uptown Summer to see the work that you all are doing. I'm really inspired. I've reflected a lot on like what I've learned. Like I've learned about data science and data justice, which was another workshop someone facilitated. I had not didn't know about that. I'm like, wow, I got to check out more radio stories. You know, I was really happy to share movement and storytelling. I see dance, doing dance for the rest of my life. So it's going to be a really slow journey now that I know that. And I don't know, I'm just really inspired. And I hope to visit again, especially when the center is done.
That was WOOC correspondent Julia Kavicki with dancer and visual artist Simone Johnson.